Very briefly, I'm going to give you a mid-year update. I just want you to know that we're thrilled with where the church is, the health of the church. The elders are so grateful for God's goodness, but we just want to give you a little update of where we stand, some things that have occurred already, some things that are coming. I'm going to breeze my way through this. We'll make this available on the website so you don't have to catch everything, and I'm not going to mention everything, but I just want you to get the big picture of what's going on in the church. Of course, to me, the big thing is teaching. We are in the midst of Ephesians in the morning. I planned in September to do a 2-week or 3-week, or you know how that goes, series on issues of conscience, because I think this is so important for us. So many people struggle with, how do I know whether this is something I should do as a Christian or shouldn't do if the Word of God isn't specific? As far as the evening worship services, we'll continue our study in the Gospel of Mark. A lot of ministries are starting up with the fall. Certainly the children's ministry kickoff coming on September 7th, Sunday schools, Awanas, all the women's programs, the home fellowships. We have a couple of men's breakfasts coming that I'll mention more specifically in a minute. And of course, one of the big parts of that is our home fellowships. I mentioned that this morning, but here you see that we have some additional options. If you haven't been a part of that before, this fall, you'll have a pick of Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday night, and in 12 different locations. And as you can see, concentrated where our congregation is concentrated, but all around the Metroplex. Our midweek ministries will crank up, and one that's going to be on Wednesday night this fall is the Foundations Ministry, a ministry to young married couples and families, Wednesday at 7 o'clock here at the church. I encourage you to be a part of that, you who are in that age category. All of our children's choirs, all the things that happen on Wednesday night. And one other thing I've added, just a reminder, we have agreed to allow the Ladies BSF to continue using the facilities again in 2008 and 2009 on Monday nights. We've done a lot of things so far. You look at the left-hand column, you'll see this is what the year has included so far, everything from the Breakfast with the Hughes to the conference in February, the SOLA conference, number of missions trips. I had our first Children's Workers Appreciation Banquet in April. 250 of our congregation attended. Just a little way to say thanks to them. Our men's retreat, the chorale came from the Master's College, VBS, Israel, and kept all that off of the skate night. But coming up this fall will be our all-church barbecue and this Hope concert, just a couple of weeks away from tonight, and all the kickoff for our children's ministries. That's on September 7th. It's for parents. It's in lieu of the adult Sunday school that morning, and the focus will be helping you know how to evangelize your children, something the elders have been working on, a little document that Jonathan will go through with you just to help you understand that process and keep the right balance. A men's breakfast coming up in both September and in November. Countryside Fair in October. The Thanksgatherings were a great success last year, and so we plan to do those again leading up to Thanksgiving as we get together in homes on a Sunday night. And then, of course, the Christmas celebration, particularly with a concert series. We look forward this coming year to the SOLA conference. This year it's Faith Alone, Sola Fide, February 6 to 8. And we're thrilled to have Steve Lawson and James White with us. You will thoroughly enjoy their ministry of the Word to us. And this is just a little schedule. Again, we'll have this up and available for you on the website so you can catch up with the schedule. A couple of things in missions. These aren't all the things we've done in missions, just a couple of little things that came to mind. Our elders agreed to help support the 7th Annual Pastors Conference on Preaching in Samara, Russia. They had 370 pastors come from 33 different Russian states. Some of them traveled 36 hours by train to be there for those 3 days, some 1,200 miles, and a lot of resources were distributed into their hands because they have nothing, literally, in the way of Christian resources. Many of these pastors pastor small churches with no books essentially available to them at all. So this is a great gift that God has allowed us to be a part of to minister to the Russian church. The completion of the book in Russian, Kaiser's book on how to study the scripture, That has been completed, and we've added a new missionary, Sammy and Nicole Williams, who are in Pune, India. We'll give you a little more information about their ministry in the coming weeks, but I'm thrilled about that. Our missions committee and elders have affirmed that. A lot of short-term missions trips have happened this year, from the college and career group, the high school group, going down to Mexico, a number of individuals, as you see listed here. And Rhonda was with us earlier in the year, and in September, Rich and Paula Barnes will be here, and in the spring of 09, the Briggs will be with us on furlough, so we look forward to visiting with them. A couple of local ministries to mention to you that are exciting. Our Kids Beach Club had its debut this last year. It's an after-school community outreach once a week through the school year. We had about 40 to 60 students in the second to fourth grade who came each week, and here in Southlake, one of the elementary schools. It's a great ministry. We'll be doing that again this year. Also, our Christmas concert series, be thinking now of who you can invite to join you. Our goal is to use that as an outreach to the community. We've had to add a concert because of the crowd, and we will continue to use that as a tool, and I hope you will. We're also in the throes of trying to start a new local international ministry outreach. The Lord is bringing the world to us here in the Metroplex, and we want to minister to these folks. And the primary tool for that is going to be ESL, or English as a second language, and including with that a Bible study, and that's in the works. We'll let you know as that begins to come to fruition in the months ahead. And of course, Ernie Black and his ministry here locally as well, through Grace to Youth. This July, we started The Word Unleashed, our new radio ministry on KVTT 91.7 FM, 10 a.m. on Sunday morning. And we just are in the midst of Lord Teach Us to Pray, the series on the Lord's Prayer. After that comes Marriage and Family. I've been working on recording some things for that. And then the series that'll come on after that will be Just by Faith. And that takes us into the new year, I believe, with those series. So you can pray that the Lord will use all of those. We're already getting some feedback, and we're thrilled with various people that are tuning in. In fact, interesting, just a vignette, I had a worker at my house back last 2 weeks ago now, and when we got to talking, he said, "I heard you on the radio the other day." So you never know, you know, how the Lord will use it and where it'll go. So pray that he'll use his word. The new children's building. We've been keeping you up to date on this along the way, but the city council has approved in mid-July our moving forward. We're working on the final construction drawings. It's going to include 12 classrooms on each floor and a gymnasium slash large meeting room, a children's play area, a serving kitchen, just a few of the things that will be in there. And we're having a special offering. We're marching ahead to try to get this thing off the ground, pardon the pun, on September 14th. And as I've mentioned to you, someone in our congregation has graciously offered a $300,000 matching gift for anything given between August 24th and 9/14, or September 14th, toward the building. So I encourage you to consider how you can be a part of that, and we want to march ahead. The cost of the building, we're not keeping that secret from you. It's a matter of making sure we have the right information. We've received two bids. We're waiting on a third, and we hope to announce the cost of this before the special offering on September 14th. We also hope in September to have a final exterior rendering so you can see what this building is going to look like. And it's our prayer that if God provides through the generosity of his people, we'll be able to break ground this fall, because we desperately need this building. By the way, if you have a question about that, some Sunday morning during first hour Sunday school, just walk around and stick your nose in a few classrooms and see how difficult it would be to minister to our kids in that environment. And I think you'll realize how important this is. Someone just told me recently they had that experience, and it gave them a new energy and excitement about the building. As far as where we stand on the giving toward the building, we've received donations of right at $2 million, and we stand now after the expenditures at 1.8, so we look forward to what the Lord's going to do in the offering coming up on September 14th and leading up to that. A number of things are going on around the campus, the toddler nursery expansion. We're making sure we care with the space we have for the kids God has brought. Our children's Sunday school class renovations go on, and we're also working on a spot for our video ministry. It's going to have to take a little corner of the cry room over here that really isn't a usable space in many ways, and allow us to record the services on video. I'm thrilled with how the Lord continues to bless us as a church with the opportunity to help others. And I just want you to give you a little update. I think it'll encourage you the way it encourages me. So far this fiscal year, which began October 1, we have been able to extend help 67 times to church families, 9 times to the community, and 9 times internationally. And those are estimates. Some we've done more than that to the community as people come by and need groceries or other things. These are just broad numbers. Funds dispersed, right at $50,000 since October 1st. And here are a few specific examples. To Grace over in Grapevine for transitional housing for abused women. A sister church that we know about and had relations with through some folks in our church. We helped them with their deductible after their building burned down, a small church that didn't have the means to do that. The Myanmar typhoon relief, you're familiar with that. We showed you pictures just recently, as well as some in Mexico and Tibet through our missionaries in both of those places, and a little list of some of the things we've helped to do there on the right-hand side. So I'm thrilled that as a church we can minister to people very practically. Our Lord said, this is how, through the Apostle John, that our love is to be very practical in meeting the needs of people, and God has given us the joy of doing that. Financially, this is our general fund from October through July. You can see that we're within budget. The Lord's providing, and we're grateful for that. And here's our all funds, including, of course, the building and other things. You can see that the Lord is caring for us as a church through the generosity of His people. Well, those are just a few updates, but it's important for you to know that God is blessing our church. Christ is doing what He promised to do, and that is He's building His church. He's building us individually. That's what He meant. He's adding to the church, and He's building those who are within the church in their spiritual growth and development. And we can see that, and I'm so encouraged. Sheila and I were talking over lunch today, just thanking God for this church and what He's doing here. So I hope you have that same sort of gratitude, and we'll express that to the Lord.